On 30th January 1933, Adolf Hitler was appointed Reich Chancellor at the head of a coalition government. Although the ministers from the NSDAP formed a minority in this government, Hitler was now able to extend his power without any notable resistance. The Reichstag fire of 27th February 1933, the cause of which has never been satisfactorily explained, allowed Hitler to suspend basic rights. The Reichstag fire decree of 28th February 1933 marked the beginning of a brutal wave of persecution to which numerous opponents of the Nazis in Munich fell victim. The passing of the Malicious Practices Act on 21st March 1933 and of the Enabling Act on 23rd March 1933 reinforced the foundations for Nazi policies of injustice, which soon revealed the regime's true character as a totalitarian dictatorship.
Violent repression of dissenters became the order of the day. The police and courts abandoned the principles of a lawful state and became loyal servants of the Nazi leadership. Arbitrary arrest and detention, so-called protective custody, became a key instrument for combating opposition and resistance. A small plaque on the Bank of Bavaria building on Briennerstrasse recalls the Wittelsbach Palais, which, from 1933 onwards, was the headquarters of the Bavarian political police, which later became part of the Gestapo. This was the Nazi regime's regional headquarters of terror. In a prison in the basement of the Wittelsbach Palais, people were interrogated and tortured. Anyone resisting the regime in Munich soon fell into the clutches of the Gestapo.
The radio journalist and author Ulrich Chaussy, who has written about the resistance group the White Rose and studied the history of the Gestapo extensively, had the following to say.
Schon 1933 wurde beschlossen, an einem zentralen Ort in München eine Leitstelle der Gestapo einzurichten.
The decision to establish a Gestapo headquarters at a central location in Munich was made in 1933. It was simply a matter of police tactics, for from here the Gestapo forces could quickly reach any point in the city.
1935 ist dann hier dieser Umbau des ehemaligen Wittelsbacher Palais fertig.
By 1935, the conversion of the former Wittelsbach Palais had been completed.
Das sogenannte Hausgefängnis der Gestapo, das sich
The conversion included the construction of a new building, the Gestapo's own prison, which was located in the former garden of the Wittelsbach Palais.
Verschiedene Geschichten bekannt, was die Behandlung der Häftlinge anlangt.
I've heard a number of different stories about how the prisoners were treated.
Ich habe mich nun mal besonders stark mit der Weißen Rose befasst.
Members of the resistance, I've been particularly concerned with the White Rose, were interrogated by the police here, but not tortured.
Gestellte Frage, und ich habe feststellen müssen, dass diese Frage
This is something that often gets asked about. I've discovered that this was a question that very much preoccupied the people in the resistance, this image of horror.
Leiters der Sonderkommission der Weißen Rose des Gestapo-Mannes Robert Mohr.
In the report by the Gestapo man Robert Mohr, the head of the special commission in charge of the White Rose, I found a reference to the fact that Sophie Scholl, after being interrogated for hours during the night of 18th, 19th February, the day she was arrested, reached the point where she saw no further possibility of denying what she had done and wanted to know whether the statement presented to her as having been made by her brother Hans, who had begun to break his silence, Sophie wanted to know whether he had been interrogated under duress and subjected to physical violence. And she asked the official conducting the interrogation, Robert Mohr, whether she could see her brother. According to Mohr's testimony, we have no other source, she was assured that he had not been beaten or physically tortured. And after hearing this, she began her own confession.
Derselbe Anton Mahler hat im Lauf des Jahres 1943 später sowjetische
In the course of the year 1943, the Gestapo Anton Mahler severely tortured Soviet prisoners of war and forced laborers. And for these acts against Russian forced laborers and also against German communists, he was later called to account, which happened very seldom.
The Gestapo officials in the Wittelsbach Palais were also responsible for issuing orders to compile death lists and for dispatching the deportation orders that led to the annihilation of Munich's Jewish community. In the neighboring town of Dachau, one of the first concentration camps was established in March 1933 and became a prototype and model for the Nazi concentration camp system. Here, prisoners from more than 30 countries, the regime's political enemies, Jews, clergymen, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses and Sinti and Roma, were detained under inhuman conditions, often for years. Following the principle of extermination through labor, the Nazi program of slave labor claimed countless human lives.
Now, cross the road to house number 23, the former house of German physicians.